Listening to HPR, Hacker, Public Radio. I'm your host for today, or tonight, depending on your time zone. My name is Jezra. Sit down, relax. Be ready for a tale. Actually, I was going to talk about a problem I had at work, and so I will expand a little bit upon what I do at work. I work for National Novel Writing Month, and we put on National Novel Writing Month. And I work maintaining the website. Typically in November, we get between 400 and 500,000 people per day coming to our website. And this puts obviously a lot of stress on the server, and we need to make sure that the code is running smoothly. When we are developing our code, we have three branches: beta, staging, and production. Beta is where we add new features, and staging is where we fix bugs. Along with the code, we maintain a system of tests that test the code so that we're not pushing code to the server without testing it first to make sure that it complies with the tests and won't introduce bugs to the website. I am notoriously
unicorn
for forgetting to run the tests before I push my code to the site. Not production, mind you, I'm just talking about staging, which still needs to be tested rigorously because code will go from staging directly into production on the live site. So it's imperative that I make sure to run the tests all the time. On Friday last, I pushed some code that broke the tests. I didn't run the tests, but I pushed the code. My coworker Dan, Danimal, Danimalis, Dan the Man, Dan-O-Rimo, the guy I got a cookie for today because I felt bad about not passing the tests, was displeased that I did not pass the tests or run the tests. So I did what any lazy coder would do. I found a way to have the tests run, or at least get asked to run the tests frequently. And for this, I used Git. All of our code is in Git for version control. And Git offers hooks that are scripts that can be run before or after certain events happen. If you are using Git for version control in a project, if you are in the main source directory for that project, if you enter a hidden directory, .git, and look for a directory in there named hooks, you will find examples of various hooks that you can use for your coding. Now, in this case, I used the pre-commit hook, meaning that I would edit some code, I would add it to my git commit, but I wouldn't do the commit yet. Afterwards, I would have to run git commit, and I would commit the additions that I had made to the code. The pre-commit hook takes place before the final commit. So I edit some code, I add it, and then I would type git commit, and as soon as I hit git commit, my hook runs. And what my hook does in this case, it checks the name of the current working branch. If I'm in beta, this script doesn't run. If I am in production, or if I am in hotfixes, which is the staging for us, it's called hotfixes. If I'm in one of those, then the script will run, and the script does the following. It asks me specifically, did you run the specs, y/n, asking for some user input. I will type yes, and everything goes along according to plan. But then I would be lying to the application. Because what if I didn't run the script? So then I will type N, because I did not run the script. I did not run the, sorry, not the script, the test. Did I run the test? No. So then I'm asked the second question. Would you like to run the test now? And that's another, expects a Y or N for input. If I type an N for no, that's it. End of the script. Everything stops running. Git does not commit. If I type Y for yes, the script that I wrote, my pre-commit script, will run the spec test to make sure that everything is up to specification. If the test passes, then it will continue with the git commit and everything is all nice and fine and dandy. If the test fails, if for any reason one of the tests fail, the git commit fails, and then I have to go and check and find what I screwed up, and then I fix it, and then I go through the process all over again. And that's fine. I want to go through the process all over again because I want to make sure that when I'm pushing code to the live site, it is nice and clean and running the way it should be. When I was first writing this script, everything was nice and fine. I was writing this little pre-hook script, testing it, sort of running it, and everything seemed to be working appropriately. As soon as I added this script, which is named pre-commit, into the hooks directory of my .git directory within my code repository, as soon as I added this script, the user input started failing. I couldn't get a hold of the input because it would seem that standard in, which is where I am typing, is not what my code was listening to for getting its data. I don't know what my code was listening to. But the git code, when I ran git commit, it ran the hook, and git was actually running my script. So the first part of my script is I had to reset standard in to dev/tty, which is my whatever text tab, blah, blah, blah. Someone tell me what TTY is because I don't feel like looking it up right now, and I don't want to bother putting it in the show notes, and I don't want to edit this piece of audio out of my cast. So you'll just have to listen to it and deal with it. So go ahead, tell me what TTY is. Text terminal, yeah, maybe, man, I don't know. What I do know is that spending a few minutes to write this script has made me a better worker, a more productive employee, and someone who's not as likely to make Dan angry. And Dan, if you're listening, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. Now everyone knows my shame. So really, I think that's what this is. This is a public shaming because I messed up. Luckily, it didn't happen during NaNoWriMo itself because that could have been really bad. Caught the error before it happened, found a solution to the problem, and enacted the solution. It works. Maybe you have a problem. Maybe you have a solution to the problem. Maybe you want to share that with the rest of us. Go ahead and shame yourself. Get on Hacker Public Radio and tell us your story. Thank you. Do 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 do.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, Today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.